Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. And as I mentioned there, NPR News, the news, the important stuff. But there's another part of NPR that they don't talk a lot about, sort of like an NPR other, sort of like an NPR ramble.
I'm going to start it off today with the television personality Ed McMahon. The poor guy could lose his Beverly Hills home to foreclosure.
Are you saying he may already be a loser?
No. I love Ed McMahon. According to a report in the Wall Street Journal, mortgage lender Countrywide says McMahon has defaulted on his $4.8 million loan backed by his home. McMahon broke his neck in a fall about 18 months ago and hasn't been able to work.
I know,
that's sad. His spokesman says the health problem along with the weak housing market and economy have forced him to foreclose.
I figured Ed McMahon had pretty much earned most of the money he was going to be earning in his
lifetime
anyway.
Really, how much is his working potential being injured by this?
Yeah.
I guess a lot. His spokesman says the home has been on sale for about 2 years, and Christie's website lists the asking price at nearly $6 million. McMahon isn't alone, according to numbers from Realty Track. One of every 194 U.S. households received a foreclosure filing in the first 3 months of this year alone. A representative for McMahon told CNN that he's in discussions with his lender and he hopes to find a solution.
Yeah, what Ed McMahon needs to do, and I respect and like Ed McMahon, is not pay money for representatives to talk to CNN.
Yeah,
all right?
that might save him some cash.
He needs to look more at his finances. Astronomers have lopped off two arms of the Milky Way. It happens. New infrared images show that instead of having four major spiral arms like astronomers thought, the Milky Way galaxy has only two arms. They're named Scutum Centaurus and Perseus. What is a spiral arm, you ask?
A spiral arm, Mike?
Let's go to the astronomer.
Spiral galaxies get their name from the shape of their disks, in which clouds of stars that we call spiral arms extend outward from the central nucleus of the galaxy. These apparent structures are caused by gravity. The gravitational force from the galaxy's core causes all the stars in the galaxy to rotate around it.
That was Dr. Steve Lord of NASA's Infrared Processing and Analysis Center. For years, groups of scientists tried to map out the way the Milky Way's structure, and they came up with different results about how the spiral arms looked, how many they were, if they held you, you really feel held, that sort of thing. New images came from an extensive survey of the Milky Way, which was down with NASA's Spitzer Space Telescope.
Okay, so getting divorced is a pretty big deal. Like, if you were to get divorced, you would remember this, right?
Oh my God, not to mention it. No, yes, I would remember it.
Not one of those things you tend to forget, unless, of course, you never knew you were divorced in the first place. This is what happened to a happily married couple in northern India. They were surprised when they went to court to file a complaint about something totally unrelated, and they were told by the court, oh, by the way, you'd been divorced for 10 years. The couple says the husband's brother, who was a lawyer, forged their divorce papers a decade earlier to keep the couple from filing a complaint against his family. That is sneaky. The husband and wife have filed a new case accusing the brother and four associates of forgery.
A French court has convicted actress and animal rights activist Brigitte Bardot of provoking discrimination and racial hatred for writing that Muslims are destroying France.
Yikes.
You have to see what she wrote to see that it was mostly based on the animal rights. But we'll get to that in a second. She will have to pay $23,000 in a fine, along with $1,500 damages to a French anti-racism group. The group filed suit against Bardot last year over a letter she sent to then Interior Minister Nicolas Sarkozy. In the letter, Bardot said she was, quote, tired of being led by the nose by this population that is now destroying us, destroying our country by imposing its acts. What acts? She was referring to the Muslim tradition of slaughtering sheep. So she was really speaking out for the animals. She denigrated the Muslims in her defense of the animals, and therein lies the problem, as well as the fact that the French have no free speech laws.
Hey, folks, that's your ramble. We have links to all these stories on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.